So the 2018 World Cup, it is just hours away. Soon, soon, soon in Russia. Socceroos are there, as we know. Fans are flocking from around the globe. My guest, well, he will be calling the action for us. You will recognise his voice. He's the chief football analyst at SBS. He is Craig Foster, joining us from Russia. Craig, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The atmosphere must be building.
Oh, it really is, yeah. We've been here about 5 or 6 days rehearsing, and the first three was actually really quiet. The most people you could see on the streets were security getting ready and putting up scaffolding and the like. You know, you could be forgiven for wondering whether the World Cup was going to be on here. The last 48 hours, though, it's just really exploded. And yesterday was party. The Russians are getting involved. Even the security guards, you can see it's quite funny. They're very stoic. And you can see they're not quite sure. Everyone wants photos with them. And they're not quite sure whether they should be involved. It's really a fantastic clash of cultures.
Has Russia got a chance?
Not really. No, they're pretty horrible at the moment. their only chance really is in the first game against the Saudis. And I think the Saudis might do them. So they might actually be the first host nation ever to lose its opening game.
I'm not sure that'll play well. Now, the Socceroos, of course, they have their first match against France Saturday night our time. That's going to be a toughie, as we've seen. Two French stars describing Australia as very tough and physical pre-match. Mm. A reasonable characterisation of the Australian players?
Only in part. So, you know, the rest of the world, I think, sort of sees us historically, and it's true that that's largely what we were in the past, and what we're doing is we're undergoing a transformation. We're trying very hard, and we're having a discussion in football around Australia about how it is that we think we should play, and we're trying to improve in all those aspects. So we hear that a lot. We've heard that for sort of 40 years. It's not entirely accurate. We've got some fantastic players. You know, Tommy Rogic, for instance, is not physical and aggressive, right? Tommy Rogic is a technical player who plays for Celtic, is a fantastic footballer. Aaron Moy has some of those, I'd say, characteristically Australian qualities, but he's a brilliant technical footballer. So no, not entirely right. Having said that, the way we play against all of these nations, the way Australia plays, or the Socceroos, has to represent what our culture is, and our attacking, aggressive nature and physical qualities will always be great strengths.
Perhaps it's in our favour, though, if the impression of the Australian play is a little bit behind the reality.
Yeah, actually, that's a very, very good point. Don't be surprised if I use that on the coverage tonight. Because what you're saying is right, is because France think they're going to just walk over us.
Yep.
And they're already thinking about the second round. And they've got people who are worth, you know, 150 million euros. And the last thing they want is to get into some type of challenge where they think that they're going to either get injured, miss one or two games, or, you know, be sore heading into the next game. So it's absolutely true. That's why in opening games, big nations on a reasonably regular basis actually lose. Despite the fact that they're a billion-euro team, they can lose, and Australia can win this game.
And we've only got to finish second in the group to move through. So
yes, you know. Exactly.
Talk of those heavily insured tibias takes us to the comments of Pat Cash on Twitter today.
Yeah.
He says, AFL's a real man's sport.
That was great.
There's no rolling around on the ground trying to cheat a free kick, says Pat. This is almost the ritual denigration of the round ball code before we have a big event.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's great, actually. I'm pleased he did it because I think it's a really great discussion, and it's one that we always like to have in football, and that is, you know, we always sort of get this prior to a World Cup when people's prejudices come out. But what Pat's saying is a really important part of our game, and that is that the global game, the beautiful game, is played in many different ways, 211 actually, and just because some other countries play in different ways and try and interpret the rules differently, that's their cultures. That's the beauty of football. And what we say in our game is, you know, this is the holy grail of Australian sport. This is the greatest sporting challenge we'll ever face, but what we want to do is play in our way and take our values to the world. So I'm not sure what Pat's intention was, but he's, you know, the comments he's making are actually sound. And what we're saying is, yeah, that's right. We take our values to the world game, and that's what we can offer to it.
So France is a chance for us on Saturday night, you reckon? But if all should not go according to plan there,
our odds of making it out of the group stage?
Well, they're fair. So the thing about getting into multiple World Cups, which we are now, and which I think is a really important discussion in this World Cup, is our fourth consecutive. So how are we going to approach these things? We can get out of the sort of terror of the 32 years. It's time we started to realise that we're making these consecutively and we can approach them in a different way. And what that means is that every draw is different and they're going to be up and down in complexity. This is one of the better draws we've ever had in the five tournaments. So Denmark, whilst Denmark and Peru are ranked very high, so or very low if you like, but around 11 and 12, that doesn't always reflect their strength vis a country like us in 36. Much of those rankings is on who you play and where you play in the world. So we can take those two. France are going to be incredibly strong against everyone, clearly, but we've got one big gun instead of two, which we had in the last World Cup. So it's the draw we've been waiting for, really. The question is how we're going to approach these games and, what type of football Australia's going to play.
Four consecutive World Cups, and that's big news for Tim Cahill, who's played in all of them. And should he kick a goal in this one, then he's up there with some big names.
Yeah, quite incredible. It's a wonderful achievement for Timmy and Mark Milligan's on the multiple World Cups as well. Really quite incredible, particularly for old players like me and all of us old generations. You know, the dream of playing in one World Cup was just, it was something it was something you could hardly imagine, and these guys are going all the time now. It's amazing. For Timmy, he'll go up with if he scores, and I believe he will in one of the three games. I believe he only needs one goal to get us out of the group. I think the Denmark and Peru game's going to be really tight, and I think in one of them, Timmy will get us a goal to get us the 3 points that will likely get us out of the group, and he'll be up there with Pelé for being able to score in four World Cups.
That's pretty astounding, isn't it?
I think the other one might be Miroslav Klose. It's amazing, really is. He's an absolute champion Australian athlete.
Well, that's an interesting side aspect to it because, main game, Australia. First France, then to get out of the group. We'll be watching, Craig, with considerable interest. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Craig Foster, he's Chief Football Analyst at SBS, and the World Cup, it kicks off. You can watch it live and free and in HD on SBS, and Australia is playing France 8 o'clock Saturday night.